Okay, you are a specialist in the United States Army Reserves.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and we're going to talk about something called the Best Warrior Soldier Competition.
Yep.
Okay, all right. And before we get going, God bless you for your service. It's very much appreciated.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go. This is Hero of the Week, and with Crawford Broadcasting, I'm Matt Wyatt. With me today is a member of the United States Army Reserves, Specialist Michael Swan. Specialist Swan, thank you for being with me today.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Specialist, how long have you been a member of the Reserves?
The Reserves, I started Reserves in 2010.
Okay.
So and about 2 years, almost 2 years now.
Okay. And are you on full-time status currently, or do you work at a civilian job?
I have a civilian job. I'm a security officer at one of the local hospitals.
Okay. And what made you decide that the military was for you?
I kind of decided that in 2003 when I first got in, you know, when I was going through basic. I said, this stuff is pretty good. I think I'm pretty good at it.
Okay. All right. So were you full-time, or were you on active duty then back in 2003?
Yes, sir, I was. Yes, sir. I was 03 to 06, I was active duty.
Okay. All right. And then you got out and went into the Reserves.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Have you been deployed overseas?
Yes, sir. I've been to Korea and Kuwait and Iraq.
Okay. Recently, you were privileged to be a part of the U.S. Army Reserve's Best Warrior Soldier Competition in Wisconsin. And I understand that at the end of a rigorous set of tests, you were selected as the 2012 United States Army Reserve Best Warrior Soldier of the Year.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Why did you decide to enter that competition?
I like competitions. The operational tempo is just awesome. You know, you're doing stuff all the time, and nothing's really easy. I mean, this last competition was so grueling. You know, you go in there thinking you're prepared for it, and, wow, that thing really taught you a lesson. But why I went into the competition, currently I'm trying to get back active duty, and I think this is, you know, This will open a lot of doors for me to get back into the swing of active duty there.
Okay. All right. How long a competition was it, over how long a period of time?
Train Up Fort actually started last year in December when I went through, well, actually it was before that, when I went through combat lifesaver training, combatives level one, and I believe in January is when we had our first battalion level competition.
Okay, so this has been over a long stretch of time then.
You betcha. All year.
And how many people were you competing against in the final competition?
The final competition was 20 other soldiers. I think it started out at 23, but a couple had to fall out due to medical conditions and whatnot.
Okay, all right. And give me just a couple of the things that you're competing in. What kinds of things that we as laymen, would we understand something... you know, that you're doing in this competition that would relate to those of us out here?
Well, there's the PT test where, you know, measure your endurance and muscle strength there with the push-up, sit-ups, two-mile run, land navigation where they stick you out in the middle of nowhere with a compass map and a flashlight so you can find your way out of the woods there.
Okay, so that land navigation, when you said flashlight, it's nighttime?
Mm-hmm. It started out nighttime. And well, I think this last competition started about 2:45 in the morning. And sun started coming up in about 2 hours, so kind of mix it around there a bit. You know, you go from not being able to see anything to being able to see everything, so it changed the... change the playing field just a little bit.
Okay, okay. To give you more of a challenge.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, did being deployed in an actual combat area or war zone help you in this competition, Specialist Swan?
No, I think the skills you get from doing that, you know, helps you in no matter what you do. It gives you confidence in some things and puts doubts in your head to help keep the edge sharp in other situations. You know, keeps you going.
Okay. And how did you feel when they announced your name as the winner?
I was kind of shocked at first. You know, nobody knew how good or bad they were doing in that entire competition. They always kept the scores secreted and behind closed doors. So you a couple of the individual events, you'd say, oh, yeah, I think I did pretty good, or, you know, I think I boloed this. I didn't do any good at all. But you really didn't know until the end, and I had no idea. I had Staff Sergeant Rios was sitting right next to me, and General Talley was sitting on the other side of me, and none of us knew who won. So, I mean, all the way up to the end, you know, it's kind of a surprise there.
But a very nice surprise, I suppose.
You betcha. Yeah, man.
Now, because of this, you're automatically entered in the Army-wide competition come this October, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, where you'll be going up against folks like yourself from other branches of the Army for the Army-wide Best Warrior.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, we wish you well in that competition, Specialist Swan.
Well, I'm going to give them all I got.
Good. And where's home and family for you?
Home right now is Gurley, Alabama, and family is spread out all over the U.S. So.
Okay. And from where do you draw your motivation and inspiration to serve in the Army, Specialist Swan?
Everywhere. Family, friends, people I don't even know, people I've just met, myself. You find different motivations every day.
Specialist Michael Swan of the United States Army Reserves, again, all of us congratulate you on being named the United States Army Reserve Best Warrior Soldier of the Year for 2012.
Thank you, sir.
We wish you well in the upcoming Army-wide competition in October. But beyond that, all of us are very grateful for dedicated men and women like yourself who serve and defend America so well. God's rich blessings to you and your family. It's our privilege to honor you, Specialist Swan, as our Hero of the Week.
Well, Keep your minds on the guys and gals overseas. You know, we're doing our part over here, but those guys got their boots on the road over there.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thanks
very much, Specialist Swan. I appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.